and welcome to the program. In our previous message, we were talking about our responsibilities. We're going to continue with that thought today. Stay tuned. We are going to continue today on this subject of responsibilities. We could be here for a couple of months just talking about this subject. It is so important. What are my responsibilities as a pastor? What are the responsibilities of the people in the church? What are my responsibilities as a husband, as a wife, as a mother, as a father? What are my responsibilities as a deacon, as an usher? We need to know what our God-given responsibilities are. And as we have said, we're going to listen to this same message in song. If we don't make this our sincere prayer, then you're just filling your head with more head knowledge. We don't need more head knowledge. What we need to do is seriously pray, "Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, we read these words, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Now, the devil has some plans that he gets together in how to destroy us, especially if you're one of those sincere Christians, which are part of God's remnant in this age, what you really want to do what is right, and you're willing to pray that prayer that we've just been listening to, "Teach me thy will, teach me thy way, teach me thy word, and teach me to pray." If that is our sincere prayer, you can rest assured that we better be sober and be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about trying to devour you. That is to cause you to quit. Now, the devil's plan, he has a lot of them, but one of them has to do with this area of responsibilities. And what the devil would like to do is get the sincere pastor to take dad's responsibilities. And then he will get dad to take the pastor's responsibilities. "Well, see, and the pastor's taking mine, I'll take him. I'll take his responsibilities. I'll just go down there and tell him how to run the church." Well, while dad is busy telling the pastor how to run the church, and he is rejecting Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 4 that says, "And ye fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." What a hypocrite. You're going to run down there and tell the pastor how he ought to do things, and you won't even do things right in your own home? Are you sitting down with your children? Are you having a meal together and after opening up the Word of God and taking your responsibility to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord? No? Well, then you better keep your mouth shut concerning what's going on down at the church. The devil would just like you to go down there and try and bust up the church and take the pastor's responsibility at the same time that you're rejecting your own responsibility. And then we have women who want to run over to the church and straighten out the pastor while they totally reject Proverbs chapter 31. They never bother looking at that, but they're going to straighten out the pastor. They're rejecting 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14, that says that the responsibility of the woman is to guide the house. Well, you got your hands full right there. You don't need to be running down there trying to straighten out the pastor. Now, responsibility is the fact of having a God-given duty to deal with and then doing it. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves." Now, that's not talking about whether you're saved or not. He's talking to Christians. This book starts out to the saints that are at Corinth. He's talking to Christians. But are those Christians in the faith? In the faith. Prove your own selves. What we believe, that's what it's talking about when it's talking about in the faith. The Bible talks about the faith, and the Bible talks about your faith. And what we need to do is examine ourselves whether we are in the faith concerning our God-given responsibilities. Jude 1 and 20 puts it this way, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith." Your faith. If you're going to build up something, it's a process of constructing something. It's a process of developing something. To develop is to grow and become more mature in the Word of God concerning our personal responsibilities. Bible talks about building up ourselves. It also says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 12, when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ, and we will all be judged, the Bible says, as Christians. And it says, "Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, or precious stone," or the other side of that is you can build upon wood, hay, and stubble. It says, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. Is it your faith or is it God's faith? Is your faith and the faith one and the same? Well, it says it's going to be revealed by fire. Now, you put gold, silver, and precious stone in the fire, it'll burn away the dross and become even more precious. You put wood, hay, and stubble in the fire, and it's gone. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So it says here in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Now, the Bible talks a lot about faith. In Deuteronomy in 32:20, we read about the very forward foundation that God was talking about his own people. And he says, children in whom is no faith. They don't believe anything. Mark 4:40, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Then we have the phrase, his faith, Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by his faith. What you really believe. And is your faith and the faith one and the same? That's what we need to do. Romans 4:5 says, to him that believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Then we have the Bible talking about little faith. Matthew 6:30, O ye of little faith. Matthew 8:26, O ye of little faith. 14:31, O thou of little faith. 16:8 of Matthew, O ye of little faith. And Luke 12:28, O ye of little faith. You don't believe much of anything. Then it talks about great faith. Matthew 8:10, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Luke 7:9, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Twice repeated in the New Testament. And then the Bible talks about without faith. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, in the background of the word faith, the word believe and the word faith are in the same family. So the faith is found in the Bible 43 times. The faith, 43 times. Your faith is found in the Bible 24 times. And we are to be building up ourselves, the Bible says, in your most holy faith. So Jude makes it personal, Jude 1:20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up ourselves in our faith, in what we believe. You believe it's your responsibility to run down there and straighten out the pastor? Well, as a father, you're totally ignoring that you're to bring up the children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You believe that it's your responsibility that you run down there and straighten up the pastor as a woman when your responsibility is to be a keeper at home? That's hypocrisy. That's what that is. That's your faith, and it's not the faith of the Word of God. Well, perhaps you're saying, well, what if the pastor needs to be straightened out? What if he's going away from the Word of God? Let's get back to the question. What is your responsibility? Do you have any verse in the Bible that tells you that it is your responsibility to run down there and straighten up the pastor? God has a way of taking care of his pastors. That is not your responsibility. Now, it is your responsibility to bring up your family in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And if the pastor's going astray, then you got a responsibility that you need to take care of. But make sure that you study the Word of God to find out what your responsibilities are and reject any responsibilities that are not yours. We're going to talk more about this, a lot more about it, in the verses ahead, in the programs that we deal with here in 2 Timothy, and we'll look at that then. Right now, we're saying be sure that you know what your responsibilities are. Again, we read in Jude 1 and verse 20, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Building is simply putting things together. And so we need to be living, and we are living, according to what we believe. If you believe that you should go and straighten out the pastor, you have no scripture for that. But the Bible says in Hebrews 10:38 and 39, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul," the mind, the will, and the emotions. And so the just will live according to what we believe. And we need to make sure that what we believe is according to the Bible. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 9 and 29, "According to your faith, according to your faith, be it unto you." We'll conclude this message today again looking at 2 Corinthians 5:10. It says, "For we must all," referring to Christians, "we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." That is why, once again, it is so important to listen to and make this our sincere prayer: "Teach me thy will, teach me thy way, teach me to know thy word, and teach me to pray." If we'll sincerely take care of that when it comes to our responsibility, God says he will guide us into all truth.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to